All right, get in there, you fruitcake.
Don't call me that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were so sensitive there, Jelly Whiz.
Ma, you are clever for your species.
Hello, Marty.
See, I told you I had friends.
What happened?
I think he's into bondage.
Okay, let's take it easy. Hello, Marty.
Hello, Captain.
Let's see if he's a problem.
I was walking by this fruit bar over on Lexington. I hear all the shrieking going on inside.
We were playing darts.
Well, so I went inside to investigate. Seems everybody in the place stopped their illegal acts the moment I walk in. But this one, I catch him with these.
It's unconstitutional. He didn't even have a search warrant.
He was trying to eat the stuff.
Well, I was hungry.
Huh. Thank you, officer. We'll take care of it.
Very stupid, Marty.
And ugly, too.
I'm talking about this.
Captain, I've only got 2 weeks left on my probation. I really can't afford any more trouble.
You're already in trouble.
But that's less than half an ounce, Captain. That's not illegal.
I'm afraid that's not entirely true. Less than half an ounce simply means we have some flexibility in the matter. It allows us to take into account mitigating circumstances, personal intent. We have the option of holding you or letting you go. Come to think of it, we have the power of life and death over you.
I don't believe we've met.
This is Detective Dietrich. He's going to take your statement.
Detective Dietrich?
Have a seat over there.
All right, just come on.
You're making a drastic mistake. Right. You cannot arrest me.
Hold still here. I already have.
Come on, in you go. In you go.
No, but he cannot do that for me.
Okay, what do we got?
Caught this guy trying to force this guy into a car.
He is Soviet citizen. I am Soviet citizen. I have a diplomatic passport. I'm immune.
Yeah, well, you can have all the shots in the world for all I care.
You got his passport?
Sure, Barn. See, I saw Mr. Janinski scurrying along the street, and all of a sudden this clown comes up, jumps out of a car with two big goons.
This looks like a valid diplomatic passport.
This is, and I'm Andrei Bulganov. I'm political attaché to Soviet embassy.
Please, sir, I have requested asylum in United States.
Ojo, were you aware that this man was seeking political asylum?
Yeah. I gave it to him.
Okay, thank you. Let him go, Ojo.
Barn, we got him on assault, attempted kidnapping.
Ojo, this is a valid passport. Diplomatic immunity puts him beyond our reach. Turn him loose.
Oh, that's just dandy.
Barney, this is some cracker from the State Department on the phone.
This whole incident is outrage, is decadent fascistic conspiracy.
You know what?
What?
This is going to make a beautiful story.
No, sir, no one is being held. Kanov has been released. Mr. Janinski is seeking political asylum. Yes, as a matter of fact, it's true. In a moment of enthusiasm, out of compassion for his fellow man, one of my men did indeed grant him political asylum. Yes, sir, we all laughed at that for quite a while. Yes, sir. Okay. Sending somebody down to straighten this mess out.
Well, what about Janinski? How does he get to stay?
Ojo, that has nothing to do with us.
Please, sir, I wish to be protected.
Be protected, Mr. Janinski.
He must come with me.
Miss, please, Mr. Bulganov, that'll be taken care of.
Желин, ну, друг мой дорогой, ну иди со мной, мы тогда забудем, что случилось.
Я больше не вернусь туда.
Но как же опера, балет, музыка?
I don't care about orchestra, I don't care about piano, I'm staying here.
Капитан.
Mr. Janinski will be staying with us for a while.
You have no jurisdiction to the matter. He must come with me.
Mr. Janinski is being detained.
I'm lodging the official protest with your government.
Big deal.
Okay, Mr. Bulganov.
I will be in touch. Salute to you from your brother in struggle against racist imperialism.
Yeah. Say hello for me.
Is he with the Panyab Ballet?
Yeah, he's a musician.
Oh, I saw it last week. They danced Swan Lake at Lincoln Center.
I know.
Oh, God, it was just wonderful.
Swan Lake is one of the most magnificent and breathtaking of all the ballets. It's an artistic milestone in the history of the performing arts.
Did you go?
No, I had hockey tickets.
May I help you?
Stevens, State Department.
Harris, Police Department.
Is there a Captain Miller here?
Hang on a minute.
My name is Stevens, Jeffrey Stevens. I'm with the State Department.
Yamana, Nick Yamana.
They told me you were Russian.
They were wrong.
Excuse me. That's the Russian over there. This is Sergeant Yamana. He's Japanese.
My mistake.
Oh, that's okay.
Arigato.
Dosta.
Dom arigato.
Kyo, honto ni kirei deshita ne. Anta ni hanashite de. Oi, yada.
Do you speak any English?
But
I'm Captain Miller.
Good afternoon, sir.
This is Detective Orjaho, the arresting officer.
I hope you understand that you had no authority to do what you did.
The guy was being kidnapped. What was I supposed to do, huh? Stand around with my finger up
Whoa,
my...
Joe!
I just think someone ought to tell this guy that the people don't get away with kidnapping around his precinct. I don't care what country they're from.
You might have taken alternative actions if you had been a bit more perspicacious.
Oh, yeah?
Mr. Stevens, this entire affair was unfortunate, but unfortunately unavoidable.
I don't know if you realize, but what we have here is a very delicate situation. And my job as State Department liaison is to keep it from blowing into a major diplomatic flap.
You're the expert.
I started the job last Tuesday. With the new administration?
Ah, yes. As a matter of fact, now that you mention it, I do detect a slight accent.
We no longer have accents. You do.
Touché.
Captain, why does this gentleman wish to defect?
Well, I never asked him. I just assumed that you would want to.
Ah, that's right. Mr. Janinski. I'm Mr. Stevens of the U.S. government. I'd like to know your reasons for wanting to stay in this country.
To be free.
To be free.
I'm afraid that just wanting to be free isn't enough, Mr. Janinski.
Good enough for me.
I need more specifics, don't you understand? Please, sir.
Sir, I want to work. I want to... Don't be afraid. I want to go where I choose, to whom I choose. Nobody follow me, police. I want to be free, sir.
Oh, man, this is beautiful. I mean, man, this is just beautiful.
Very touching. Very poetic.
Let him in.
I am looking for mandibles.
12th Precinct, Harris.
Political persecution. Religious persecution. We don't accept defectors for frivolous reasons.
Stevens, the State Department.
Thank you.
Stevens, dear.
Captain, what is this frivolous?
Frivolous would be, well, let's say you were in love with an American girl. Frivolous.
Me? No, I'm not frivolous.
Of course you're not.
I'm homosexual.
My country too.
They've officially protested the actions of that officer of yours.
Well, you let me worry about my office. The question is, what are you going to do about that man sitting out there? Are you going to give him asylum?
Oh, I can't give anyone asylum.
You can't?
The only person who can formally grant asylum is the district director of immigration.
Why are you here?
It's my job.
To do what?
I don't know. I'm new.
Well, and it would appear to me that the next step would be to get Mr. Janinski over to the Department of Immigration.
I'm afraid we can't do that.
Why?
Captain, it is official policy that no U.S. agency, including the police, may aid in any way to help an individual seek asylum.
Well, then why don't we just send him over there?
No, 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 you cannot send him anywhere.
How is the poor man supposed to get there?
That's up to him.
Tell me, Mr. Janinski, do they have a large gay community in Russia?
It's very hard to say. They are afraid to be known.
Mm-hmm. Well, I must tell you that I do admire your courage and convictions very much.
Thank you. I like your jacket.
Hey, listen. I'm sitting on top of a news story that would just be dynamite for your magazine. No, really, it's got everything. Intrigue, danger, romance.
The longer he stays here, the more embarrassing it is.
All right,
boss.
Just take it easy, Mr. Stevens. Just take it easy.
You can go now.
But excuse me.
What? I can't tell you that. Just go wherever you like. Captain, you've got to get him out of here.
Mr. Stevens, Mr. Janinski is free to go. You understand that, don't you, Mr. Janinski?
That's not good enough, Captain.
All right, Mr. Stevens, take it easy. Let's just take it slow and consider all the possibilities.
Go, baby.
Fine. Oh, Mr. Russian's down there.
How many?
Dozen.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
The problem seems to be getting Mr. Janinski here over to the Department of Immigration.
I'll take him.
No, you can't do that!
Oh, yeah? Why not? Well, apparently no one with any official status, federal or civil, can lift a finger to help him.
I can help him. I don't have status.
All right.
Harvey, we can't just let him get dragged back to Russia.
Take it easy. Nobody's going to drag anybody anywhere.
Good, good.
Captain, the man can't stay here.
Please, Captain.
Mr. Janinski, we're doing everything we can to help you.
Which is nothing. None of us can do anything.
You speak for yourself, John.
Jeffrey, sir.
Oh, who gives a flow, John?
Thank you, Captain.
Well, you take Mr. Janinski downstairs, put him in a squad car.
I didn't hear that.
Quite fine. Take him over to the Department of Immigration.
I didn't hear that either. In fact, I can't hear anything.
Deliver him to the District Director of Immigration.
Mr. Stevens, aren't you being a bit childish? I don't care how I'm being. I want no part in this.
You have no part in this.
Captain, I thank you. From my heart, I thank you.
Good luck, Mr. Janinski.
And I thank everyone
Come on, Mr. Zelinsky.
Goodbye, Mr. Stevens.
Whoa!
Goodbye, comrade.
It's a pleasure meeting you.
Okay, let's get going, Mr. Janinski.
Give me a ring sometime.
What?
Call me up. I'm in the book.
What book?
The telephone book.
What book?
Oh, Borgia Hovitz, for God's sake, explain it to him. Dean Morrison, 1725 28th Street. Borgia Hovitz, tell him, please.
Hey, talk about slow.
Believe I'm finished here.
I would imagine so, Mr. Stevens.
I've been actually, I was supposed to be appointed to the Department of Agriculture.
Oh?
Yeah, I majored in animal husbandry.
Really?
I'm much better with cattle than I am with people.
Good day, Mr. Stevens.
Goodbye, Captain.
Mr. Stevens, forgot this.
Oh, thank you.
Listen, are you going to be seeing the president sometime soon?
I'm going to be flying down to Washington tomorrow.
Do me a favor, will you? Tell him Arthur said hey.
Arthur who?
He'll know.
Who is that man?
We're not sure.
You cannot do that. Where are you taking Zhininsky?
Ah, Mr. Bulganov, welcome back.
Oh, you transporting Soviet citizen in a police car?
Really?
Do you deny?
No.
Then you admit it?
No.
You playing games, you make jokes, you will regret.
Phone call for you, Mr. Bulganov.
Thank you.
They sound mad.
Dada, this говорит Bulganov.
Fools, turning down pure gold.
Why don't you try Life magazine? I bet you they'll be interested.
Life magazine has been out of print for 6 years.
I'm kidding. Nobody said a word to me.
Dada, понимаю. До свидания.
Don't worry about it.
About what?
About the possible retribution from your superiors for your failure to carry out your mission.
I'm not worrying.
I mean, I hear your government has become more liberal and less harsh in the way it deals with those who have made political mistakes. I mean, the traditional punishment of sending a person to Siberia is pretty much a thing of the past, isn't it?
Siberia will be very unfair.
Damn cold, too.
Yeah, Harris. Hang on a minute. Barney, line two, the lap.
Captain Miller here. What does it weigh? 0.48 ounces.
How much is that?
It's under, Marty. Thank you very much, sir.
Oh, God, I could kiss you, Captain Miller. I could kiss each and every one of you.
Should I let him out?
Ta-da! Janinski got in.
Hey! Yeah, here it is. Russian musician defects. Immigration authorities announced today that Fyodor Janinski, Soviet citizen, has been granted permission to remain in the United States. Jasinski, a pianist, was touring with the Panyev Ballet, which is currently performing at Lincoln Center. How about that?
Hey.
Oh, yes. Also granted asylum in the United States was Andrei Bulganov, attaché to the Soviet consulate.
Bulganov defected?
Yeah, well, I guess this little incident made his position a little untenable.
Yeah. You think they'll be able to adjust to this country?
Who knows?
I do. A lot of people end up going back to where they came from. It's a calling of the homeland, a longing to return to one's roots. It's often difficult to resist.
We'll see.
Let me see that.
Yeah, sure.
What about you, Nick? Huh? You ever feel any longings to return to your home? Back to the ancient cultures and traditions? Back to the shrines and temples of your ancestors?
I was born in Omaha.
We got a city in Nebraska. Sounds just like that.
Well, if you were offended by that episode, allow us to be a repeat offender. TV Land brings you another tale of crime, punishment, and bad coffee with Barney Miller next as we stay twice as nice all day long.